Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
At Dossett, Big Four, and Tupelo, we do things differently. We believe in honest, fair prices and treating our customers like family. Whether you're looking for a new or used GMC or Buick, we've got you covered. Come on down to Dossett Big Four, where you'll get a great deal without the hassle. That's Dossett Big Four in Tupelo.
You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi. Covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Hustler.
That would be really weird. Now, if there was, that was the town for some other things, if we were having the
town of ill repute,
are we having the biscuits and gravy wrestling match in Hustler, Mississippi? That might work.
That actually works. Yeah, that'd be right on.
Can we have a biscuits and gravy wrestling match at Strange Brew this week?
You get on that phone, you tell
me and Hey Dad in the ring.
So is it a ring or is it a tub?
It's probably if you're going back to the days of the Attitude Era where they had the bud wrestling matches, the bra and panties matches.
Yeah.
It was a swimming.
Can you just imagine me as the king doing the commentary for that?
Well, you know, somebody
it's great fun.
Somebody found an AI picture
of me as
you're the king and I'm the referee.
You're the referee, yeah. So
my wife would never allow that to happen.
There you go. Your mother. Would never allow that to happen either.
I wonder if my parents are listening to this in Hawaii.
They're on Hawaiian vacation. That's awesome, by the way. I was just gonna throw
Big
out
Big Daddy and Juju take
Honolulu.
I don't know where they're
at. Oahu. I just wanted to throw this in because I mentioned Hustler. Like, you tell him the pervert is...
The pervert?
Have you ever seen Larry Flint?
Oh, no.
People versus... You ever seen People... You should watch
I've
People.
Never seen it.
People versus Larry Flint's a good movie. Woody Harrelson. There's a scene where he's been out. He's been hit right after they got shot him. Mm-hmm. He comes back into the office. They're like wheeling him in. He tells his security... He tells his secretary, he's like, you get on the phone. You tell him. You tell him the pervert is back. So that was like a staple in the rotation for a number of years. It's lost some luster.
Biscuits, gravy, and some Strange Brew coffee, and some Churn and Spoon.
Yeah, yeah. Wherever you're in our great state, StrangeBrewCoffeeHouse.com. Even if you're in Hustler, especially if you're in Hustler, they'll hustle it on down to you. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. If you're going to be in Starkville in the Junction, or if you're just staying at home and watching college football all Saturday, and buddy, I can't go against you if you are, make beef the star of the show. Nothing makes a cookout better than beef. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you saw. You may have seen me tweet about it earlier today. Big shipment of interlocking white polos in at College Corner. So go check them out in Jackson. If you're headed up to Starkville this weekend from the Jackson area, make a stop by there to grab yourself a brand new polo. Two locations. They're in Ridgeland by Fleet Feet. They're in Flowood by the Half Shell. You can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is at Restaurant Tyler. I ran into Chad Bumpus today, literally. Mm-hmm. He tried to tackle me.
He'd had enough of your mess.
I guess. It was kind of funny. I was like, I didn't know you'd like to tackle. He's like, did you go to the ground? I was like, no. He's like, I don't like to tackle.
He was mad at you, I think, for picking 4-8.
Well,
I almost talked some trash, and then I was like, well, I did 5-7.
Yeah, I would have pointed that out to him. It's like, he gave you one more win, Chad. But anyway, he's like, hey.
That's a big difference.
He's like, let's get lunch Friday. I was like, so if I'm going to tell him, like, we're going to Restaurant Tyler. And then I asked if he was paying, and he tried to run away. He showed he still had that speed. So
I did not get invited to this.
No, you did.
But did I really?
He said, get the crew.
But I think the crew was you and Brandon Walker.
Oh, is Brandon going to be here this weekend?
I've heard, yeah.
Okay, well, if he is, then I'll see if I can make that. But you could come too. I ain't gonna. What's he gonna do?
I don't want to impose.
What's he gonna do?
I don't want to impose.
If Brandon's coming, Brandon's paying. He's the biggest money in that group.
I've got a bone to pick with Brandon. He's supposed to be helping me out with something.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. Brandon's a very lazy person, and he doesn't you send him a media poll and he fills it halfway out. So I mean, I'm not surprised he's not helping you. What I am surprised by is that I'm not actually surprised by the fact that the best real meal in town is always going to be at Restaurant Tyler. I'm not surprised by it because it's been going on for as long as they've been open. Go check them out if you haven't. Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to somebody who knows you as well as they know your money. Talk to the bankers at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Tuesday's podcast means we just left from talking to head coach Jeff Lebby and some of the players. And I will say this. Lebby kind of gives you the scouting report now. Like last week it was, well, they're a very physical team. Guess what? They absolutely were. This week he talked a lot about their defensive line and their ability to get after the quarterback. And it's obvious that is going to be the main focus for Mississippi State. You know, quarterback protection. I think that State's offensive line has been okay. I think that some of the sacks that Blake Shapen has taken, you can pin on Blake Shapen. He's held the ball longer than he should in the pocket at times. You know, and I get that because when you have receivers like Evans and Thompson who can get down the field and beat their man, you want to give them that opportunity. But at the same time against this Tennessee defensive line, if you're not making your checkdowns and your reads a little quicker, you're going to have a lot of sacks. You know, you're going to have a lot. But I thought by and large, you know, one thing I did like from Lebby, he was asked about, does anything change as far as preparation? He said, literally nothing changes. That to me is, I like to hear that. I don't want to hear that we're ramping things up now because we're in conference play. I want to hear that you gave the same amount of attention to Arizona State, Northern Illinois, Alcorn, and Southern Mississippi that you're giving to Tennessee, Georgia, Texas, and Ole Miss. I don't think
that is a coach speak.
That is 100% accurate with him.
I really like he was affirmative in how he said that, and I don't think he really had to. I don't think he had to say that. I think it's been pretty well documented. Like he wants to keep things the same, and they want to be who they are every single day, the same way. It doesn't mean some people might misconstrue that and mean like, oh, well, you're not treating this like it's a bigger deal than it is non-conference. We're just talking about preparation. How you prepare for a team, if you're doing it the right way, it should be the same every week. Not the game plan per se, but you should treat every game like that. Or else you have the South Alabamas from 2016 or the Toledos from last year. So, and I don't think they'd prepared any differently for Northern Illinois. I just think the players just were – there was just not – maybe not as much energy, kind of like how Lebby explained it. He thought there was not the energy they needed coming out of the locker room to start the game, but he saw it in the second half. So, yeah, I think that's important that you've got that mindset. It kind of keeps you grounded. It kind of keeps you focused in, and you're not getting – too high or low on a certain opponent or a certain game, and you kind of come out and you take care of yourself.
You and I were talking during the press conference. Today, Monday, is the 18th anniversary of I'm a man, I'm 40.
Yes.
And we were kind of laughing that means that some of the guys who were seniors that day are now 40 and probably are also children of men, you know, men, fathers of children at this point. And,
I mean, that's not far away for me. So
it's pretty far away for me now.
I'm about 40
getting further and further away.
Yeah. Well,
you got something to say?
No, okay. I don't want to say anything.
So I told you I was like I'd love to ask Lebby, and I should have done it. I was like, you know, do you have a favorite rant? And then you and I were talking about he hasn't given us one. You know, we're what now, 16 games into his tenure plus signing days and everything else. And he hasn't had that. And Jeff Lebby, maybe he's just putting on a good front for us. I don't know. But he is the most even-keeled coach I've ever been around. Mullen had ups and downs. Moorhead certainly had them. Leach, his ups and downs were kind of within bigger conversations, right? But like I've seen Leach angry. Arnett, no question.
When he became a head coach, Arnett was focused too much on what he was saying.
Yeah. And then
he didn't want to say
But then he
the
would
thing.
Let the thing slip during the press conferences sometimes. But I mean, at the same time, I've seen an angry Arnett before.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I haven't said, you know, Levy has just been every week. It's the same. And I think that goes into the way he coaches. And I think that goes in the way that he teaches. And I think that goes in the way that he prepares for these games is that he really, really does embrace this one week at a time mantra. We can't look ahead. You know, I remember at Media Days, I asked him about this exact scenario. I was like, you know, there's this world that exists where you're 4-0 when you host Tennessee and what that atmosphere could be like. He's like, we're not looking at any of that. We're worried about August 30th. We're worried about Southern Mississippi. And I knew that he was telling me the truth there, but it really does stand out when you listen to him week after week that his mantra of one week at a time, be 1-0, this is the most important Monday of the year, it really is a real thing within this program. And for this program at this time, I think that's a really important thing.
Yeah, it is. And he talked about what the dangers of if you don't do that. What he said, I think you kind of get lost in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was a pretty good way of saying things is, you know, if you are focused and you're looking ahead, had the team, they might have come out a little bit on Saturday and thought, we got Tennessee next week, this game's going to be a breeze. These are still human beings. They're still, a lot of them are still kids. So you will see that from time to time. It's impossible to, they're not robots. It's impossible to, for those guys to come out every single week and play the exact way. Now you can prepare the right way and you can get ready for a game and do everything you need to do throughout the week the right way. When you get out on the field, sometimes you are going to take your foot off the gas a little bit. It's totally normal. But that's the best way to approach it as a coach is you have to have the, you know, the tunnel vision. You're just focused on what you're supposed to be focused on that week. Now there's certain situations you have people in the, I don't guess they'd be interns, but the guys kind of support staff and things like that that are breaking down film on Ole Miss already, that are breaking down film on some of these other teams. That's happening. That's why you hire a staff that size to do those things meticulously that you don't have to do yet.
Yes.
Those teams are cutting up, you know, what they need to cut up, and they have that stuff prepared. They are looking ahead. But for a head coach and assistants and players, they need to be focused on what's ahead of them because every week is going to be a grind from here on out. Arkansas the other day did not look great at Memphis, and they've got some issues. That looks like a very winnable game for Mississippi State,
mm-hmm.
but it's on the road in the SEC.
Right.
There are no easy games on the road in the SEC. That's what Tennessee's saying this week.
Mm-hmm.
Mississippi State was 2-10 last year. You know, they've beat Arizona State, but other than that, they really haven't played anyone. But I guarantee you the people in that office are saying it's going to be a really raucous environment. It's tough to get the plays in. You know, how is Aguilar going to handle that? A lot of our players haven't experienced this before. It's very difficult to go on the road in the SEC and beat anyone. You know, it just really is. So
correct.
If you aren't focused on what you need to be focused on that week, you will get beaten in this league by just about anybody. You know, ask Alabama about Vanderbilt last year.
Yeah.
So you've got to be.
Ask Tennessee about Arkansas. Ask Alabama about Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Ask, it's every. Ask Ole Miss about Kentucky, and not on the road, but, you know, ask them about Florida.
And that was not an easy, you know, Kentucky stinks. Ole Miss didn't have an easy time with them last week or 2-3 weeks ago.
Arkansas is obviously not that good.
Mm-hmm.
But Ole Miss, in this conference, literally everybody can beat everybody. It's not out of the realm of possibility for the worst team to beat the best team.
Yeah.
It happens. So, yeah, if Tennessee comes in and they're – who does Tennessee play next? I don't know.
This is about to be a sellout, by the way.
Yeah.
Tennessee down to 1,000 tickets.
So – Tennessee does get the benefit of this. They're off next week, and then their next game is Arkansas, which is a game they would definitely be looking for, right? But and because they have the off week, they probably aren't too
that
much
feels
look
like
ahead.
That's going to be a
That's
It's
gonna be
going
a
to be a
bloodletting.
blowout.
Yeah, they're gonna take it out on them.
Yeah.
So my pit. So I've got what well, I've got Napier gone on the 25th. By the 25th, Arkansas, they're off this week. If they get blown out by Notre Dame,
That might be
that
it,
might
a
be
pit.
it. Yeah, we might not get because their next bye week is after they play State. He's certainly gone then. But
We're going to find out
I think
that
we're gonna see Petrino.
Petrino's been telling the defense to lay off a little
Just let him
bit.
go.
I need you guys to push me. And then we're going to see him come out there on a motorcycle, lead the team out like they do at Oregon on that motorcycle.
Yeah.
He's going to lead the team out and coach the boys to a bowl game.
Ooh, real quick, just because we were talking about it. Stephen Pearl, this is not an interim deal for him. He's getting a multi-year deal.
No way.
Gotcha.
Oh no.
We'll talk more hope. We'll have to get
Things are
to
about to get dicey with Auburn, I think.
that.
It's not going to be the same.
Have fun, Keyshawmer.
That's a huge loss.
Yeah, it is
That's a
massive.
huge loss 2 months before the season.
Yeah. So normally when we do this, I give you the sign from for Jeff Lebby. I got it from Blake Chapin today, and the sign, of course, is brought to you by Pip Printing and Signs, our friends over there. Guys, if you are a business owner, we know and you know that you're already spending money on printing. It's part of your everyday budget. Why not spend money with a Mississippi State business that gives back to Mississippi State through your sale? Guys, you can be a Bulldog Initiative business without spending any extra of your own dollars. All you've got to do is call our friend Camp Baker and set it up. Tell him you heard about it on Thunder and Lightning. Printing is the lifeblood of every business. It's what gets people in the door. It's what keeps them coming in. It's what attracts people from the road. If you don't have great signage and great mailing and great printing, you're really behind the eight ball as a business. You know this. Why not work with the best at Pip Printing and Signs? Call Camp Baker today at 601-499-5216. Tell them you heard about it on Thunder and Lightning. 10% of whatever business you do goes directly to the Bulldog Initiative. When you need printing, call Pip Pip today. So Blake Chapin talking about apparently was very hard on himself after the game Saturday. He said, I didn't play well, didn't play my best.
He was not happy with
Yeah.
the missed shots down the field.
Lebby says, I'm happy to hear that. Like, I want a guy who's hard on himself. He said, Blake Chapin is a player that wants the truth when I coach him. And he says, one thing that Lebby told him was, because he comes to him, he's like, Coach, I didn't play good today. Didn't play well. Lebby says, yeah, well, we still won the game 38 to 10. What that the sign is, they're listening to Thunder and Lightning. We talked about that. We said it was a great sign that they didn't play their best game and they still covered a 21.5 point spread pretty easily. Could have probably made it worse if they had wanted to.
And that was the conversation that they had leaving the game,
Right. So
Blake and Levy.
I always say a good team should beat a bad team badly. You know, if you're a good team, if you want to consider yourself a good team and you're winning your non-conference games close, that's not a good sign for you, right? You want to be winning those games, you know, like Kentucky. They just beat Toledo, what, by 8 a few weeks ago? That's not a good sign. That's not a good sign for the future for you. You want to, you're it's Mississippi State, three non, you know, two group of fives on an FCS, right? They win by 17, by 28, and by 63. That's great. That's what you want to see. That's what a normal SEC football team does. That makes me have a lot of confidence that this team is going to find these at least two more wins, at least two more wins moving forward and get into a bowl game and be able to move forward as a program. I just don't see a world where this team is 1-7, 0-8 in conference play. Could it happen? It absolutely could. I know that a Vegas would tell me that, right? State would probably not be maybe be favored against Arkansas, maybe a slight favorite in that game.
Really depends
It
on
just
what they
depends
look
on,
like.
yeah. But right now, the power rate ranking system based on you know who would be favored against who on a neutral field, State might be an 0-8 in there. It's possible. But I don't think when you watch this team play, they're just so much better than they were a year ago. And last year's team, that was something we talked about, that they never gave up and they had some chances where they were close, right? They had a moment against Florida where they were like, if they could have just made this play, A&M was a game like that. They could have just made this play. The Egg Bowl was a game like that where if they could have just made this play, maybe it's a little different. I don't know that they're going to win on Friday. I'm going to go ahead and give away a prediction here. I'm going to predict State to win this week, right? Because I said a month ago that if they were 4-0, I'd predict them to be 5-0.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily know how much of my head is in that prediction. There's a lot of heart in that prediction, but I'm going to do it anyway. Because what did I say at the end of the show, or what did I say during the things that are true? Let's just have some fun this week. I'm just going to have some fun this week, so that's fine.
Well, here's what
I was just going to say. Let me finish up. Is that I don't know that they're going to win this weekend. I don't know if they're going to beat Texas, you know, beat Georgia, beat Ole Miss, whatever. But I do believe in this team to win at least two more games and go to a bowl game.
Well, it's exactly, you know, what I talked about during the summer. This needs to be your what we thought last year was going to be. And last year, the some of the things that I said preseason was, I think this team could get to six wins. I think that people, like, as you go through the SEC schedule, State is scoring points. They're exciting. Other teams in the SEC are saying, gosh, you do not want to see this team in a couple of years, things like that. And it turned out that that wasn't the case at all. This year is how I see that team. That's that's exactly how I see this team.
But
you're
really buying into that year zero idea for next year. Okay.
You know, the way that this this new era works is it could be better than that. I don't know. We're going to find out in the next few weeks. It could be better than they're just tough guys. They're going to fight you hard and be in the game, might get an upset. They'll get a couple upsets here and there. But what if it's Arizona State 2024? You know, I don't think that's going to happen with the schedule that they have. But what if it is? We're seeing that more and more often now, where teams just kind of come out of nowhere and become, you know, infinitely better than what you thought they were going to be. I don't know that yet with this Mississippi State team. I don't think I can definitively say either way that this is going to be, there's going to be a lot of losses in the SEC, or that Mississippi State's going to be kind of the surprise team in the SEC. I don't know if we can say that yet definitively, because so far we have essentially three blowouts. I'll call the Southern Miss game a blowout. It wasn't close. Mm-hmm. They scored a touchdown late.
Yeah.
And then Mississippi State beat an Arizona State team that I think is if not a top 25 team, they're going to be a borderline top 25 team
year. They went on the road and beat Baylor.
Who's
a good team.
So this team could be a lot better than what we're giving them credit for.
Mm-hmm.
The great thing about it is we're going to find out a lot of that this week and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't look at this schedule. I'll play devil's advocate to what we had said preseason when we talked about the schedule just does not lean to beyond six or seven wins.
Mm-hmm.
I can't look at the schedule now and look at the flaws in some of these teams and say
the other teams have changed too.
Yes, and for not the better.
Mm-hmm.
And man, how many times have we seen a team that's just way more talented than the other team that doesn't have that belief, that doesn't play hard, and they lose? That happens all the time in the SEC. It happened last year with Vanderbilt. It's going to continue to happen with Vanderbilt because, you know what? Diego Pavia thinks that he could go play in the NFL right now and beat every team in the league. That's his mindset. And whenever you have somebody like that that has a mindset that we can go beat anybody, that's whenever you're cooking. And even if Mississippi State isn't the most talented team on the planet and they're not going to be the most talented team on the field most games in the SEC, having that confidence, that's why this 4-0 start was so big, having that confidence takes you a long way. And, buddy, whenever you're going up against – a Florida or an Arkansas is a little more evenly matched for Mississippi State as far as talent.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll say a Florida with the issues that they're having, Texas, if they start to have some more doubt creeping in, Arch Manning not playing well or something. You know, these teams, when they begin to struggle, it starts to tilt the scale a little bit into your favor, and now the whole talent thing is not as big of a deal.
That's one of those things where, you know, when Mullen is most successful, he had the advantage over Arkansas and Kentucky. Those were two of his teams he's playing every year, and he could beat them. Ole Miss was always a toss-up. He made Auburn into a toss-up for a while. So, I mean, that's four games where
Made LSU into a toss
he
up.
had LSU kind of just at the for a second there as a toss up. So, yeah, that's how winning is done. Now, look, we got the news today. We'll talk more about it later in the week about the SEC. Chris Lowe broke that news. By the way, good for Chris Lowe breaking that news. Good for 1-3 Sports, right? But if you're somebody whoever gave him this information, what was the point? You had a whole primetime thing set up to do this. Why would you give it away? I
But
don't
you
know.
know, here's the deal. I hate the primetime deal.
I do
Just put
too.
it out.
Just put it out.
And
Nobody,
so I absolutely love the fact that Chris
somebody
Lowe did
got it.
this. I love that Brett McMurphy comes out during bowl season and just starts putting the bowl games
I
out.
don't want to have to wait.
You don't care about these TV things. Just give
My
us the
question is,
thing.
who gave him the info? It's like somebody in the SEC, like
He's got.
you got somebody in the SEC who's like a Robbie Fox, like, I hate these specials. Here's your info.
He worked at ESPN for how
Yeah,
long? I
that's
mean,
true.
people have more loyalty to him than they
Yeah,
do
yeah.
their own organization, which
We'll
I
talk more
love.
about that later in the week once because they're also going to announce the 2026 schedule.
And again, though, too, that's why On3 is building an absolute
An
monster.
empire.
To have the two guys that I just mentioned, Brett McMurphy and Chris Lowe, which ESPN kind of threw Brett McMurphy to the side. He's still one of the top newsbreakers in the business. Chris Lowe is one of the top newsbreakers in the business. Like it's pretty awesome to have those guys on board with us.
There you go. All
So,
right, let's move into our picks. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother in the heart of the Cotton District, two of the best places to eat in all of Starkville. We love a trip to Two Brothers. We love a trip to the Older Brother. And of course, this weekend, if you're going to be in town, what a great stop. Pre-game, go in there and grab some lunch and then walk on over to Davis Wade Stadium or post-game to watch the rest of the college football weekend. It's an awesome weekend of college football. Two Brothers is a fantastic choice for a place to go and watch the games and eat some awesome, awesome food. Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother in the Cotton District. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
fit it, brother.
When you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. And then when you need service on something they've sold you, it's the same number. It's the same people. You have the relationship. You're not calling a call center on the other side of the world. They're not setting up an appointment with an out-of-state guy who can be there in a week to 10 days. Everything's built here in Mississippi, so it's easy for them to take care of it for you. A lot of times the same day. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, aebsms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon and Company is the place to go. Again, if you get to Starkville and you're like, man, I don't have a white polo, or you're at Two Brothers and you get a little barbecue sauce on that white polo, you're like, I can't go to the game like this. Quick trip over to Maroon and Company, get yourself some brand new gear. Everything maroon and white under one roof, the biggest selection in Starkville. And it's not just clothes, it's stuff for the car, for the house, the tailgate, everything Mississippi State at Maroon and Co. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to Davis Wade Stadium this weekend, make sure you go to Maroon and Co. I'll be at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Robbie, if you want me to just put a little toot, you just it's, I'll forge your signature on one of those commercial John Deere mowers you've been talking about, and I'll get you a good. Don't worry, I'll get you some good financing. I'll get you a good low rate. Don't you worry about that.
On a hot summer
Some
night.
John Deere power. Doesn't matter how big your lawn is. If you just need a little push mower, if you need one of the big boys, Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden has the perfect John Deere mower for you. They've got everything you need to help you around the house. Whatever you do on the weekends, if you're at your house, repairing, gardening, mowing, cooking, whatever it is, they got you at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. They have what you want for less at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Go see them in Saltillo, Mississippi. This is the weekend, Robbie Falk. This is the weekend we have been discussing for quite some time, an epic showdown of college football all over the country, not just here in the SEC, but let's do this. We are even. I do not think we will be even after this weekend. We shall see. Let's just start right in the morning. I'm sorry, no, Notre Dame at Arkansas. I'm going to be honest with you. I saw Bill Connelly. His model favors Arkansas in this game.
See the model stuff, I think there's some issues with that. Like at some point, I think we
What
should
do you think? Do you
use
know what the line on
that.
this game is?
You should use analytics and all that plus your eyeballs.
Do you know what the line on this game is?
I'm gonna say 12 and a half.
Five.
What?
Notre Dame is a 5-point favorite.
Wow. People would have no faith in Notre Dame right now.
And Notre Dame defensively has not been good. I mean, Purdue moved the football on them, but Arkansas is on the verge of a collapse here.
Well, I think what you have to consider is, like, Arkansas, I think that their offense is good. I like their offense. Their defense is putrid.
Hey.
And on top of that, I think you have to consider, like, there are rumblings about a coaching change, and people are not happy there. They find ways to lose games. Like, you have to add that into the equation. Notre Dame absolutely should not be ranked, though. That's something that annoys me, that Notre Dame continues to be in the top 25, and they haven't done anything to do so. So I do hate that.
I'll take the Fighting Irish, though.
Yes.
Okay. Auburn at Texas A&M. Auburn, they had to do some statistical maneuvering, right? Apparently, only 9 sacks, not 11,
Oh, it makes
for
it a
a club.
lot
Makes
better.
it so much better. A&M, right this second, coming off of a bye week. I mean, that's the best time to get. They get a big win. And they get a bye week to, get all that out of their system, and now they're going to be at home against Auburn. I like the Aggies here. Give me Texas A&M.
I think this will be a close game. I
I do
think
too.
Auburn's defense will keep them in this game. But I think I'm going to go with the A&M as well, with that being at home. And Auburn, all of a sudden, is getting, they're already kind of on the fence with Hugh Freeze. I feel like the fans will turn pretty quickly if they start to accumulate some losses, and I think they're going to get another loss here.
All right, so
That's a
three.
tough start to the year at Oklahoma and at A&M.
Yeah, and then their next game is Georgia. And then it's
Oh,
Missouri.
that's 0-4.
They should be. They should be.
Is Missouri at home?
Georgia and Missouri are at Auburn. Yeah,
Okay,
so
that
we'll
well.
see. We'll see. Kentucky at South Carolina.
Ugh.
Gross. I'm going
Gross
to say
game.
this. Carolina played better last week. They were in the game. They had their chances against Missouri. Missouri's just better than them. I think they'll win easily here.
They should win this game
Okay.
pretty
All
easily.
right.
If that was at Kentucky, I would say, uh-oh.
Two games that we'll definitely agree on.
Combined 0-3 in the league.
Missouri hosting UMass, they'll win. And Vanderbilt will be 5-0.
Vanderbilt's going to be 5-0.
Yeah, they host
Unless
Utah
they have
State.
one of those inexplicable losses that they have against non-conference championships.
You say that, and then they put up a 70 burger on Georgia State. So I feel pretty good about them. All right, let's get the big games here. We've already got one of them, obviously. LSU at Ole Miss. The Rebels are favored. I'm sorry, I could be wrong with that. Hold on, let me double
No,
check
you're
here.
correct. I think it's 3.5.
They are 2.5 is what
3.5.
I'm looking at. 2.5-point favorite in this one. All right, I'll pick this one first, and then you have to pick Alabama, Georgia first.
They're going back to Austin Simmons.
Is that done?
I think so. Well,
Well,
they're not announced it, but
what
he's
Kiffin is
healthy.
saying is at 100%, Austin Simmons is a quarterback.
Okay.
But is he 100%? I doubt that.
Okay.
I think they go stick with Chambliss. I'll be honest with you. I don't trust LSU's offense. They have not been good. I think this is going to be a low scoring game. I think LSU can keep Ole Miss in check, but I think not enough. I'm going to take the Rebels here.
I think in a low scoring game, that I lean towards LSU in a low scoring game, because it gets Ole Miss out of their rhythm. If this was like we saw 2 years ago, if it was in the 40s or the 50s, I'm siding with Ole Miss. When they get an offensive rhythm, that's whenever they're really clicking, even if their defense is not getting stops. If it is a low scoring game, I think LSU wins. Do I think it's going to be a low scoring game is the question. I don't particularly like this LSU offense, but it's still got pieces in it. I think Caden Durham is questionable for the game. Ole Miss seems to be fairly healthy outside Austin Simmons. I don't know, man. If this isn't Baton Rouge, I would pick LSU. I think Ole Miss is going to win.
Okay, we're both taking the Rebels. I don't think we're gonna have any differences then, because the other game of the weekend, Alabama at Georgia. Georgia was off last weekend, as was Alabama, so they both got a good week of rest. Georgia coming off that huge win at Tennessee. Alabama looks like they've worked out some of the kinks, but ULM and Wisconsin are not good teams. There's just no getting around that. Alabama won this game in Tuscaloosa a year ago, and it was kind of some fool's gold, right? We were like, oh, wow, Alabama, they are suddenly much better than they ever were under Saban, and then it just fell apart from there. Georgia is just Georgia. I said you'd have to pick first here, but I think we're going to both take the same team.
Oh, we're going to have to go back to Saban's first year when they were 2-2. I don't remember what he was, but like, when was the last time they were 2-2?
That's a great question. If you talk for a second, I'll look it up for you.
Like, it's,
I don't think they were 2-2 his first year. I don't think they were.
Might not have been. I mean, he ended up winning six games.
Surely not any time he was there. So the first, 2010, they lost three games that year. Did they lose? No, they were starting off 4-0, though. His first year, they were 3-1. They were 3-2. His first year, they were 3-2. No. Their first year, they started out 3-0, and then they lost their next two.
So they weren't 2-2.
They weren't 2-2. Yeah, you're right. They were 3-1.
I mean, so you have to have Shula or
hold on. 2-2. You have to go to 2003. That's Francione.
Ooh.
They started out 2-0. They beat South Florida, lost to Oklahoma, beat Kentucky, lost to Northern Illinois.
Wow. That's the only SEC win Northern Illinois has ever had.
Got to be, yeah.
Man.
And they finished 4-9 that year.
I think they're going to lose this game because the thing about Alabama is they don't seem to have that same physicality that they used to.
Right.
With Nick Saban. And
no, they don't. They're soft.
Georgia is still very physical.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and this one at Georgia, it's going to be.
I really thought you'd pick LSU, so we're not going to have any differences here.
I'm going back and forth on it, but I just don't feel great about LSU.
It's in Oxford too. Buzzing. Yeah,
they seem to always like have a good plan when they're especially when they're at home against LSU. Like the offense always seems to have a good plan.
The best thing that LSU's got going for them is they finally kind of figured out Harold Perkins.
Yeah,
and so he'll track Chambliss is good. Really good.
The defense should be able to limit.
Like that's what's killing me about LSU is that. Defensively, they're really, really good. And I thought offense was going to be no problem with Nussmeier this year. They should be the number one team in the nation. But
yeah.
But I think they're going to lose this weekend. So we'll see. All right, another week goes by, and we are still tied up. Tomorrow's show, we're keeping the rumblings where we had them because they're not doing all the announcements and everything until after 6. We'll talk about that on Wednesday's pod. Ben McKee from Vols 24/7 set to join us this week, along with some other possible guests I'm trying to line up. I've been working the phones. I didn't have to skip lunch, but I worked the phones. I'm trying to get some people on the show. We'll see what I can do for it later this week. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
You didn't know.
Yeah, thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk.
Your ass better call somebody.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.